After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Which one of these men will be first to orbit the Earth?
You're going to be an astronaut.
ABC, June 18th.
Greetings, astrowives.
Their husbands were the first to fly in space.
You are going to make history.
But these women sent America into orbit.
We'd be in the magazine.
It's not like you ladies have a lot of big secrets.
Of course not.
Countdown. To the most dangerous race.
There's been an accident.
In history.
We come to you now with catastrophic news.
The Astronaut Wives Club. Series premiere Thursday, June 18th on ABC.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to another episode of The Real Housewives of Orange County. Tonight we have a full panel to give all of our thoughts and opinions. There's a lot that's happened. There's a lot to discuss. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and hosting alongside me tonight...
Hey, everybody. I'm Christy Olson.
I am Allison Dean.
Hey, guys. Nicole Brazier. Excited to be a part of this panel full of lovely people, but also talking about crazy bitches again. Totally ready to go. Let's do it.
And Nicole, you're on our chat roll, correct?
Yeah, I'm getting... on right now.
Perfect.
So we'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, so shout it
get
out.
The questions rolling.
Shout it out.
And your opinion as well. You just need to hear what we think.
So last week, myself and Christy gave our opinions on season one, and for episode one, and the new housewives. So now we have two new faces here. I want to know what you ladies think of this season so far, and Megan herself.
Okay. Yeah. You want me to kick it off?
Start it off.
Okay. So I think it's going to be a pretty... I feel like it's going to be a juicy season. I think, clearly they're diving deep in a lot of pretty heavy subject lines. Mm-hmm. We're getting a lot from the Shannon and her relationship storyline. And certainly with Vicky and the health stuff with Brooks and, you know, goodness, I'm sure Tamra's going to deliver something that we're not expecting. So I do think it's going to be a worthwhile season for us all. Megan seems like she might be a bit of a shit stirrer. Just from what I can, and I don't know if it's an intentional, like, stirring of the pot, or if it's like, oh, I didn't know, and, like, truly she didn't know.
Like, one of those drama just follows her kind of a thing.
Maybe.
Yeah. I just think that she's young, and I think, if anything, she's only a shit stirrer because these women are a little bit jealous of her. She's young.
Possibly.
She's pretty. Mm-hmm. She's the new one. That is always the target. That's always the one that's going to bring in the drama because she's completely new.
I just think at this point, especially because they're 10 seasons in and, like, Vicky's been around the block with so many newbies, yeah. I don't feel like any of the OG ladies are too threatened anymore. I don't. Mm-hmm. I think it's a level of, like, a respect thing. I feel like if a new person comes on and there's not a layer of...
Hi,
who
Vicky,
I am?
Let me bend over, please, so I can kiss your behind.
I mean, right. not necessarily that, but just a layer of context for, like, you know, she has been in the mix for a while. She knows how the ship sails and all that. So just kind of not being ignorant to that.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. I mean, I could agree with that to a certain extent. But as we see, like, right off the bat with Shannon and how she is towards Megan, I mean, is she going to be the only one? Or are we going to see this with a couple of the other wives?
Well, Vicky always gives a push back to the new housewives, and like you mentioned, maybe now it's like we're 10 seasons in and she's kind of over it.
Yeah.
But I liked the Vicky hazing of the wives.
Very much so, yeah.
I did. It was kind of like, you knew what to expect. You knew that it was going to be like a rocky start for one of these chicks.
Yeah, I think Megan has a little advantage.
That, like, it's necessary for Vicky to do that. Like, they got to be hazed a little bit.
A little bit. I do think that Megan has a slight advantage in the sense that she and Vicky were doing shots at the hoedown at Heather's house last year. And so I feel like there might be some, I don't know, camaraderie between them since they both were getting drunk together.
Yeah, well, Vicky's such a good time gal. Like, if she like thinks Tamara that Megan's another good time gal. Though.
It looks like Tamara wants to link up with Megan. Because they said when they were walking out of the party, she was like, we have to get together.
So I have to learn everything about you.
I don't know if, like, that might cause a new problem with Vicky and Tamara now that they're, like, making their friendship, you know, rebuilding their friendship again, but... Who knows?
Well, thanks for your first impressions, and now we want to hear from your first impressions of us here on Real Housewives of Orange County and AfterBuzz in general. Please go on to podcastone.com, or you can look for the tweet that AfterBuzz sends out. That's how I found it, and you can take the survey at podcastone.com. It only takes a few minutes. I took it. It took me like 3 minutes, so it really isn't that bad at all. So it's podcastone.com. Your responses are definitely valued, and they'll help us to improve and leave you a little gratification for yourself. So you can tell us how you really feel about us, and also continue to keep the comments going on iTunes and YouTube below. So the survey you can find one more time on podcastone.com.
Alright. And Perfect. Hit that thumbs up button if you're YouTube app, by the way.
Yeah, let's do that.
Click it. Just click it, baby. Yes!
Well, before we get into the fun party of this episode, let's talk about the eulogies. There were some, apparently, if anyone flipped channels.
Funeral. The pre-party fake funeral.
Yeah.
Did you think that was a good way of going about couples counseling? I mean, like, I've never been in couples counseling, but to watch it, I don't know. At one point, I felt for them. Like, I felt like, wow, maybe that is a healing way. You actually heard what he would have said had you passed, or what was in his mind, like really trying to think, like, what would I want to say?
I give them credit for taking it so seriously.
It's hard to watch, you know. That's a private thing and that they're putting up for us to see. So was it genuine? We'll never know because this is on camera and it could be a little scripted. They could be not being completely genuine, but.
Well, right. And even aside from being genuine or ingenuine, it seemed to me that when David got very emotional, everyone was sort of like, oh, wow, you know, he's really into it. But I think maybe that came more from guilt than anything else. You know, he's just feeling bad that they even have to be there in the first place and it's all his fault. And I don't know that he was necessarily feeling so touched and loving at that time as just like, oh, crap. Well, if my wife did die, I just had an affair and that's not a good look.
No way. Makes sense. Good point.
I just think right now on television, there's so many of these, you know, marriage boot camp type shows, couples therapy, marriage boot camps. And so there are a lot of couples now feeling comfortable. Now, how staged they all are, it's true. It's like, who really knows? But I do think that there is a lot of authenticity behind a lot of these things. I mean, clearly the people running it are licensed practitioners. And so, I mean, you'd hope that they'd be putting people through the right kind of exercises if they're trying to rebuild a relationship. I have to say, I thought it was pretty comical that they literally had the tombstones.
That went a little far for me.
With, like, the names, I was like, wow.
And you lie down and you actually say it over you and you know she's not actually dead. So, I mean, it's like, exactly how real could it be?
Well, David said that. David said that Shannon was his soulmate and that she gave him the gift of forgiveness. And then we learned that their kids found out about this affair through looking through their father's phone and saw the different text messages.
Resourceful child she was.
They're in that generation.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
I don't pick up my dad's phone. I mean, I just I used to pick up my mom's phone, I think. I don't know. My mom is so sketchy. She's just like, yeah, it's none of your business. But my parents are separated now, and now they're just so open with me. Like, they tell me everything. But sure, like, when they were together and stuff got rough, I doubt they wanted me to look at their phone and know what they were doing, and you know what I mean? So,
well, and the age of these girls as well. Their oldest daughter is 13. The twins are 10.
But they're mature.
They're not ready to deal with
age a little bit because of what they're exposed to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're exposed to a generation where we went over the divorce rates. Divorce is high, and they're well aware of the fact that, like, couples split up, especially, you know, they're wealthy, they're well off, they live in California, and they live in the OC, so they have to be aware of, like, the lifestyle when it gets to a certain age, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm just not shocked that the kids found out like that.
Well, they know a lot more now than
Allison,
they should.
It looks like you want to say something. Oh, what is your thought here?
Oh, I was just thinking about this awesome new show that's coming our way. Thinking about all the phones that didn't exist back in their time. All the cell phones that were not a problem during the time of the Astronaut Wives Club. Which, there's a great new show. It's going to be on ABC. It's based on the best-selling book, Astronaut Wives Club. They do have something in common with Our Ladies of the OC because these women were a big fan of Fabulous Shoes. So, while their hubbies...
And in common with all of us as well.
And they were well known. They got very almost famous from the fact that their husbands were like the first men up in space, so they're the first women next to the men, so they kind of had it going for them, like these ladies.
They do.
A little bit of a rep.
They do. So it's going to be a very interesting show, I think. It starts this week, June 18th, Astronaut Wives Club. I think it's one to watch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Set your DVRs.
No cell phones for them. So
no.
There'll be no, if there was infidelity for the Astronaut Wives Club, the kids aren't finding out via the cell phones.
Yeah. I'm excited to see the drama back in that day.
Right?
Yeah.
That was some real stuff, probably. You know,
right.
This is just petty.
I mean, that's true.
There's
that's
real
true.
Things, but
yeah.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
When we brought everything to shit now.
Well, let's talk about a modern day housewife. We'll look at this new housewife, Megan, and her husband, who I'm two episodes in. I don't know if sometimes I'll announce people I'm done with on the show.
Oh no, are we done with Megan already?
I'm not done with Megan already. I'll be frank and fair with her, but that husband of hers, I'm done with. I'm done with. He's just too boring. There's no personality there. I applaud his career. He's definitely set records or whatever they say it is.
Right.
You know, he's got a good career on Fox Midwest Sports or wherever you are. But I just am not into his personality. I feel like he's a classic example.
Of.
Yeah. I feel like he's a classic example of an athlete that's just, there's not much to say. There's not much personality. There's no real zest. There's nothing exciting. Is there anything exciting in his life? I mean, he's just rolling through. And I'm also going to give a dishonorable mention to the shop that they went to look for Dave Crawford.
Yes!
That was like a resale shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not sitting on some used couch and this guy's
got
more money.
Green stickers on stuff? Yeah, come on.
That guy's got more money than God, and they were at a garage sale.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's tough because it's like, I feel for him in the sense that he doesn't need to buy new things because he has everything and he has this house. But at the same time, I get why she wanted new stuff. And like I said to you guys, they should sell the stuff so they have the money to buy the new one if she really like feels like, wow, this isn't my house. These aren't my things. But she has to remember, you're his third. So, I mean, like, get over it. You married him, and this is what you lie in.
Mm-hmm. Comes with the territory.
Yeah.
And he came with a lot more than just a house that he already had.
Children.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He looks good dressed up in his suit. I wasn't feeling him in the shop as well, but when I saw him, like, go to dinner, I was like, okay, I guess.
He's a handsome guy. Yeah,
I think it's how they're editing him a little bit, too. I do.
Yeah.
Because
you think so?
I think he's had a few relatively charming moments with Heather. I think.
Yeah.
Like, he seems like he beams a little bit around that family, the DuBrows, so whatever. So I think editing might be... I'm not saying he's, like, Mr. Personality. I'm just saying we might get a little bit more. And maybe we need to watch, like, 12 seconds of his Fox show to see if anything jumps out at us.
I'm sure he might jump at us a little bit, being that he's hosting for a sports show and he's an old baseball player, which all old athletes become hosts.
Right.
A lot of them do. So... Never know. Maybe we need to tune in.
Perhaps I should reserve my judgment. It's week two out of 24.
Well, we're like females. Keep that opinion of a hot male, so we got to back him up a little bit. There you go.
Well, let's talk about Tamra and this. Tamra's kind of finding herself again. She says she lost herself in the last year, and we did a lot of reflecting on her relationships with the women last season, and now she's trying to recoup things with Vicky, which of course we'll get to. I like her friendship with Heather. She says that's the only housewife that she trusts at this point.
When she said that, I didn't believe it.
I didn't either.
So you don't believe that she trusts Heather, or just she doesn't that she, not trust other people?
Wait, this is Tamra we're talking about, right? Okay, because somebody also said something, and let's get to it. But I can believe that. I really like Heather.
I don't know if she trusts anybody.
I don't know.
Truly. I don't know if she trusts anybody. Smart
because she knows she's going to be pulling some stuff and no one should trust her.
Right.
So why would she trust anyone?
I don't know.
And I don't even mean that rude. Like, Tamra just plays the game. Like,
she plays that game.
She
plays the game.
See, I hate that she doesn't trust Vicky because I looked back at a bunch of seasons before I started the show and their friendship was so real to me. Mm-hmm. And I hate that they're not, like, buddy-buddy again.
It's weird. It's like they kind of need to, like, go through this hamster wheel together. Like, they just, I don't know. It's like that's what their friendship is built on, to kind of reach the top and then fall to the bottom and then go back up and then, I don't know. It's like very a toxic,
like a real couple's relationship.
I don't know how many times I could do that with a friend. Like, I have friends.
Oh, I couldn't.
And I go through things with them. I've been through trials and tribulations, but... And it's okay. When you're a girl and you have girlfriends, you definitely butt heads sometimes, and forgiveness is important and moving on. But when it becomes like a pattern and it's unhealthy and you realize like what you're doing to each other, I mean, is it really worth it? Or can you like grow up and just move on?
I hear that. I mean, I feel certain friendships of my own. If it's once it's damaged, it's like it's done for me. And it's not over, but it's just very damaged, and I just don't see anybody in my current situations trying to repair it. So it's just kind of dead on the vine.
I think it also depends on, obviously, context of what's happening. Because for us, if we were doing a reality show where we constantly had to see these people that we had fallings out with, we might feel more compelled to rebuild or try to salvage some kind of relationship. But for the most part, if we break up with a friend, we're not on reality television with them, and we can say, deuce, you know, like
we don't have to go to dinner tomorrow at so and so's house,
right? You know, it's a different scenario. They have to like stare at each other. They have to go on trips to Napa together and dinner parties, and it's all fine.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it gives them, you know, more feeling to fix it,
right?
Because they don't want to look at them and be like, oh, it feels so gross.
Yeah, because they like being friends. They're great when they are together. They have so much fun, and they really have supported each other in the past when they've each needed it.
Right.
They kind of need to learn a little bit that each of the women is not necessarily the friend for everything. Like, one of the ladies is more of like, that's my party friend. Mm-hmm. I don't need to tell her the layers of stuff happening in my personal life.
Yeah.
And then maybe another friend is like more of like their therapist.
That's where they real. Do. Yeah.
Right. But I feel like none of them behave that way. Like, they have not figured out that.
Because they're drunk half the time. Like, they're like, you know, with party friend. Sure, you're having a good time with party friend, but then you get drunk, and then you're like, oh, my life, and this is what happened with this, and you expose everything.
But wouldn't you not remember that with party friend?
But the party friend might remember because you told them things about you, and they're like, oh, my gosh, she openly told me that last night. I've totally forgot, but you recap a night, and you remember things. And then you can hold it against somebody.
So basically you're saying...
If they're most vulnerable, they told you stuff that they wouldn't normally tell you.
You're saying no party friends. Just annex all the party friends out of your life, and then everything might get back to normal.
At a certain age, but these women, they're not growing up anytime soon.
No, they don't need to. No,
that's true.
And speaking of a childish moment, something that stuck out to me was when Vicky called up Tamra, and she's like, yeah, we're down in Mexico, whooping it up, and Brooks is here, and like, oh, can Brooks do that? Like, can he go? And then, like, oh, yeah, Brooks is good, he's good. And then Eddie had a little bit of a reaction there calling it
totally.
That's a good point.
And I was like, where did this come from? What? I didn't really, like, Eddie, you, like, if anyone's not going to get involved, maybe this new boring house husband, but if anyone's not going to get involved, it's Eddie. Like, Eddie's so like, calm, cool, and collected, and just, like, chill.
Because Eddie's just all
involved.
About Eddie.
Yeah, so yeah. I didn't think he would, like, even have an opinion about someone like Brooks. If anything, it would be positive. Because they've always kind of chummed around and been cool.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting reaction. What does he know that we don't?
He knows some stuff. For sure he knows some stuff. I know. I mean, just because they were buddy-buddies at, you know, some juncture. And the thing is him and Tamara talk about it all the time. I'm sure they talk about things that are going on or what they hear in the media together, regardless of... I mean, he was at every dinner party last season where, like, drama was being spat out and all that. So I'm sure that affected him on some level, and defending his wife and seeing how all the other women were behaving towards her. So... he's being a good husband, and I don't know, his defenses are up. I don't know.
I don't know much about him. I need to get to know him a little bit more. But
watch
he does...
Tamara and Eddie's wedding six-part series. Yeah. Was it three parts? Whatever it was.
Yeah. Tamara's OC
I feel
wedding.
I can never look at Eddie in the way I would have looked at him had I not seen that yeah. stripper. He will never win me back thinking that he's a decent guy after that business.
Really?
But I think he's right about the BS cancer.
You guys don't think Brooks has cancer?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think either way about it because I don't have enough information.
Brianna calling it into question is what something. Makes me.
But why would it be made up?
I don't think. I think maybe exaggerated is maybe a
Stancher. Cancer comes in stages.
Mm-hmm. He's in the third stage.
He's
apparently.
A legend to have stage three. Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just trying to, you guys think that maybe they're trying to make it a bigger deal than it is to like get...
I think Vicky would love for everyone to just forget everything that Brooks has done in the past and just love him. That's okay. All she wants. She wants Brianna and her family. She wants to be able to be with him and her friends and their husbands.
Yeah.
And so she's going along with this whole thing because, hey, nobody's going to be mad at the guy who has cancer.
Right.
You know, I mean, milk it a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, that's certainly possible.
I don't know. I mean, I just think that's her storyline that the production has put together. To be honest.
We're going with cancer.
No, oh,
no.
My gosh. That's nothing to joke about.
No, I'm not. You're like, let me defend myself. No, I think that he really does have a problem and that he's dealing with it, but I think that is what they're going to push forward.
Right. You should watch the show
they're
on
trying
real.
To make
yeah.
the story. You need to watch that show.
That's what I mean.
It.
Yeah, that's what I feel like that's her storyline is his real. I don't think they're making it up, but it's like written them down on a piece of paper like, you're going to cancer this season. Like, I don't think that's it. I think that that's what's going on in her life.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to kind of focus her around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I can
not
see that.
Right, I mean, but yeah.
I couldn't believe at that party that Tamara was totally going up to him and asking him, so what kind of, like, how, what
she
stage
was
are
relentless.
Like, she, I mean, you don't engage someone that is ill. Regardless of how good that they look and how well that they seem, it is like...
It's a touchy
it's
subject.
It's a very sensitive subject. And she was just poking. Give me more. Like, really? Yeah.
And you're at a party. The last thing I want to talk about is the different types of chemo.
Right. While I sip on my tequila and you're drinking water, let's talk about all your chemo. Yeah, exactly. And what kind of number two you're having or whatever, you know?
She was asking such uneducated questions that, like, are just you should know about.
Well, because the main point was that she's calling it into question. They just really want to drive that home to us that she doesn't believe him. And I couldn't believe that he didn't just say to her, if you're questioning me this hard or you clearly don't believe me, then just walk away. Like, if you're not going to be satisfied with the answers that I give you, then just let it go.
She can't. Right. She does not. She lacks this ability. She can't.
But she
it's
was
like,
saying that Vicky lacks that. The letting go. I think it's equal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, I think Tamara.
I can see the dysfunction in their relationship. They're really alike. They're just alike.
They are. They kind of cancel each other out. Tamara spent way too much time engaging with Brooks. If she doesn't like this man, she should not have been bothered to talk with him so much.
Right.
It's like if I was in Tamara's shoes, I'd say hello. I'd be gracious and polite and friendly. But that would be quick. It would be high and by. I'm not going to engage in a personal conversation with you because it's obvious and well documented that I don't like you. So I'm not going to sit here and be phony when there are other people at this party that I would like to talk with.
That I can be phony with. Oh.
Like Gina. Gina Keogh came on. Who's like one of my faves. Gina came,
she looked great.
She only came so she could turn around.
Ever.
She only came to show off her body.
She looked great, though. I give it to her. She looked fantastic.
Yeah, we know she's
some of them
hard.
Come back, and they don't look so fantastic.
Well, that's true. Well, let's talk about Lizzie. Well, we all kind of hypothesized that perhaps Lizzie had a little work done. Maybe something might be a lot. Might be a little different. Maybe a little might be a little
I think
different.
It's a little thing. It's a subtle thing because I can't put my finger on it. She looks good, but
yeah,
I'm like...
like, a big difference.
I think, I think she got some fillers. That's what I think.
I don't. She didn't look fuller to me though.
She did.
She looked very
eyes,
eyelid lift.
I was like, viewers, do that. Viewers out there, tell us, what do you think? Please let us tweet me. I need to know. Before I go to bed tonight, can you please let me know? This is going to bother me. No,
we
it's really not.
There will be no rest until we know what Lizzie has done.
There will be no Restylane. Oh, no.
I don't want to hate on her appearance. I think she looked good.
No, she looked good. She looked good. Yeah.
So I'll give her some support, even though she was never really my favorite on the show. But I liked her coat.
She looked festive.
Oh, there you go.
She looked festive. It was classy, classic Lizzie, that coat.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
At least she kept it consistent for us, right? Thank you, Lizzie. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Now, another lady showed up, Katie Hamilton. She's married to Josh Hamilton. Now, Krista, you know some information on this chick.
Yeah, I meant to Google it to double check, but I'm pretty sure. Katie is dating. So Josh Hamilton is also a baseball player, and he has had a lot of issues with addiction himself, cocaine and alcohol. He's been to rehab several times. Once was recently. He actually had a relapse recently. And they are allegedly going through a divorce right now. So I think there was interest in having Katie and Josh on the show. Even years ago when I worked at E, we did a Baseball Wives thing with her, and she was kind of on all the reality casting radars. I'm surprised it's taken her this long to land on a show. But so I think maybe we were going to see them as a couple on this new season, and then the breakup happened, and so now we're going to get...
Megan, where are you?
Yeah, right? But so I think we're going to get to see that divorce play out and she'll get interested.
That's
going to
be great.
That's going to be great.
Great to watch. I heard a little differently. I heard that she was introduced as going to be a new housewife on the show.
Oh.
And then her husband had his relapse and she didn't want this to play out publicly.
Right.
So she removed herself from the show. So apparently she's going to be on the show for a half to three quarters of the way to the season, and then she's going to disappear like a ghost. So we're going to see her at these events, but they had to go back and remove the lunches and the scenes that she was in with, like, sitting down, getting to know the ladies. There was a little bit of an undoing of the season with
Interesting.
Her. So this is why we're being introduced to her so early on, but because we have to kind of know who this chick is that's going to be in the background of one of these scenes, because she is friends with Heather, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this woman was like, no, I don't want this to play out. And I don't blame her in a way.
That's mature.
Yeah.
That means she's not a real housewife.
I'm surprised the network will let her get away with that.
Well, neither is Bethany, really. So, you know, it doesn't really matter.
But does that shock you that the network would let that happen?
No.
I mean, because she has an ironclad contract she signed before it that said that she was going to be on board for the whole season. I mean,
but is it if on board with the husband, like in the sense of perhaps her contract reflected?
He didn't sign on.
Right.
And we know that they're being very, very careful ever since Taylor and that whole thing and her divorce and suicide. So I think maybe when someone says, my life's going to get a little bit too messy, maybe they're kind of willing to go, oh, okay, well, you go ahead and take care of that, because we don't want that kind of a mess to go down again.
Yeah, but I would hope if a housewife was like, I don't want to be on this, I'm done, they would respect that, and they'd be like, leak tape the cameras out of her house. You know? I would hope so. I mean, even Gina, who we saw earlier, she, mid-season, she had that scene where she turned the light switch off in her kitchen and was like, I'm done with the housewives, I'm done with the drama. And she turned off the lights and that was it for her. Mm-hmm. And that was like 6 out of 20 episodes.
Right.
So there are ways and clauses and things in these contracts. So, yeah, so it'll be interesting to keep an eye on this Katie. I believe this is the one to watch
Katie, the one to watch is Katie.
So we'll have to see how it all plays out. Meanwhile, it's been 6 months since Vicky and Tamra saw one another. We saw this, we discussed this and we saw it play out. They were holding hands while they were doing the pinata, which Shannon was like, wait, hold on. Shannon's not cool with that. What did you think?
It comes back out of nowhere with these two. We see this every season.
They're soul sisters.
They get so enraged with each other at the reunion, and then it's over, and they don't talk to each other, and then we're shooting again, and hey, we're holding hands.
It's like they need, when they don't have the connection, they need it. It's like they feed off of each other's energy or something.
They're totally soul sisters.
They are, right?
Called it. Yes, called it.
It's like, you know, so that's why they're... But I was surprised at how... Shannon, just based on... Well, here's the thing. I think because of how overwhelming her situation is right now with her husband and the fact that she needs to be so forgiving with him, I think she only has such a barometer for forgiveness. Right. And so it's like, when it comes to the friendships and the women, she's like, oh no, I'm going to say I'm being forgiving, but in fact, no, I'm just going to ignore you till I can't ignore you no more. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
She's tired of all she's tired. Forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Tired. Shannon, it's okay.
But she's, it seems like she's a little on edge, and I feel like she's going to butt heads with a lot of people. Like we already saw in the preview, she's butting heads with the new girl.
Shannon's going to give us some good moments.
Over something good. I don't know. Shannon's not my favorite right now. I feel for her, you know, when what she's going through, but she has to show the females that she could be strong, mm-hmm. you know, and if you want to be forgiving and forgive your husband, that's noble. That's great. Good for you. But don't make it so public with everybody else and make it like, you know, and then ruin your relationships with other people. Yeah. I mean, that's just my opinion.
I love Shannon and I'm rooting for her. I think she will get over it. I do. Yeah. I think it's going to take some vodka or other cocktails of some kind. Yeah. I think she will get there. She has not let me down.
Well, you know, a viewer last week left a comment and said, just because you don't want to get a divorce doesn't mean, basically, I'm subtext like, you know, just because I know you don't want a divorce, but not necessarily by not getting one is not necessarily going to presto fix things either.
Sometimes hell no.
It's necessary. Sometimes you just, you got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you think she's kind of maybe holding on to something? I don't know. I think she really does have a marriage, and I think it is something worth saving because I saw so much of it last season. But I don't know, do any of you feel like maybe she should just call it a day?
I think that she, obviously, she's a woman that is very gut instinct-y. I don't know what word am I trying to freaking find? Fine. Gut instinct-y. And I think that if she feels like she needs to be with this man and he is her soulmate, which she said, then I think she needs to do whatever she needs to do to feel like she's repairing stuff. And if at a certain point it gets to the point where she says, in fact, no, I can't do it anymore, or I did all I could, or I tried in whatever way I could, and I realize that now this is not working, then at that point, she can make that decision. But I feel like if now her headspace is, I want to salvage my relationship, and I want us to be a family, then I say, go, Shannon.
Mm-hmm. And it has been only a little over a year since this all came about, you know.
And a relationship takes work.
The therapist was telling them it would take 2 years to get over it entirely. Yeah.
She's not over it entirely, I'm sure. I'm sure she's like, it's a mental thing. Like, I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm over it. If I keep saying it, I'm over it, you know? And but that's okay. I mean, whatever it takes, you know? It's a hard thing to work through. That's not an easy issue unless you're polyamorous.
Well, and what Shannon is getting right now from David is everything she wanted before she knew about the divorce. Or knew about the affair, excuse
right.
me. Remember, she wanted more attention. She wanted him at home more, him to be more loving and more attentive. And now that he's eating crow over this affair, he has to behave that way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
do we know who the affair was with?
Is he going to keep that up? Mm-hmm. I thought about Googling all that today. I'm sure we can find out.
I'm like, who was it with?
We saw the scene where his daughters forgave him, and then we went back to the party where, you know, Shannon was like, look, I'm not going to tell my business to anybody. And I was like, that's good. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. But I was like, Vicky, I don't know. Vicky is not like, I mean, I hope Vicky will keep her mouth shut, but
That's what I was thinking about earlier.
They all knew last season already.
Yeah,
tell
right?
us the truth. Yeah, so Lizzie.
Tell us the truth.
Oh, yeah, I read some interviews today, and Lizzie was one who said she outrightly knew about this affair last season while they were filming. Mm-hmm. And Shannon and David actually were not going to do the show this season because of the affair having come out and everyone knowing about it.
I think that would have been a good idea.
They weren't certain that they wanted to let it all play out like we were just talking about.
Damn.
I like that they did it.
I do too. And I think it's encouraging for maybe other women or other couples that are in similar situations. I think it could be inspirational to just, you know, you do what you can do to try and find whatever it was that made you fall in love in the first place.
I want to share a quote with you guys. This was part of that same interview. She actually said, if I had been an amazing wife, he wouldn't have gone elsewhere.
Hell yeah.
Really? Oh, I thought that was kind of icky, and that sort of made me cringe a little
bit. But look, we saw moments where she was
putting a lot of responsibility on herself.
She does. She definitely does. I noticed that.
She shouldn't.
That's was that the only healthy. Quote, though, or was that a whole conversation where they took a snippet of it where she said other things?
Well, it was part of a longer interview, certainly, but she did.
Because you could be like,
this is a pretty strong sentence.
No, that's a strong sentence, but I mean,
you take it,
if you take it, you know, in the context of someone saying, you know, my husband has a lot of things that he needs to work on, and certainly if I had been a better wife or whatever that sentence was, you know, mm-hmm. there's contextually, there's a lot of things that make make people go astray, and it's good to take responsibility for if you feel like you have not been the kind of partner to someone that they deserve, then it's good to understand that and work from that. We saw moments of that in the first season with Shannon, where she was, you know, berating him on camera and making him feel like this big, you know? And it's like, if that's the kind of behavior we're seeing in a public setting where they're hosting dinner parties and she's behaving in that way, well, then she should take a look at herself and say, that's not okay, and I wasn't a good wife in those moments. Now, the kind of husband that he was, I don't know.
And I think she has.
No, me too. I do too.
Yeah, but I also feel that this show, including this episode, has kind of painted Shannon to be... They kind of play up that she was the problem, and I just don't believe that it was all her.
Oh, hell no. She wasn't, and, I mean, the whole thing,
And
she, like, she
hell
even, she even said, she's like, you know, like, oh, I just, like, you know, I really was on his case, and, you know, I scream and yell, and it's like, you know, I love that she's taking accountability for what she does, but it's, I hear a lot about what she's done wrong, and I just don't think a show about housewives should really keep playing up this woman's problem. She wasn't the one who stepped out of the marriage. Mm-hmm. I know that it takes two to create, you know, a bad relationship or whatever, but I just feel like it's been a lot on her. Like, if we were to, like, create, like, a little chart, there'd be more stuff on her side that we are privy to knowing by watching the show of her fault versus his fault, and I feel like it's kind of unfair.
I mean, I think an affair is a pretty, pretty deep thing, and I think that people want to dive more into Shannon's story are gonna seek her out and, you know, read her blog and tweet her and all that stuff and gain some more insight into what's going on. I mean, I don't think that she's going to withhold information. She's been very, I think, candid. I do definitely think they're editing her a little. You know, we're getting a lot of her side, but, you know, he's effed up, you know? Yeah. We know that, and he was working. He seems like he could be a workaholic, so, you know, she wasn't getting the attention she needed, and that causes a woman to react.
Right. Well, one quick thing I want to get to is this back and forth we had with Tamara and Vicky by the pool at the end of the night, where they were kind of rehashing how they hurt one another. And
you hurt me. You hurt me. You hurt me.
Yeah, and like, well, you know, you really, I had a bad year last year, and then, well, you were there for me. And like,
and I was my year was worse.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a one-up, tit for tat, and they even said that in the interviews, but it was like, okay, now... And I want to know, and ladies, what would you do in this situation? Would you kind of want to go back and kind of find the root of the problem and address it? Or would you rather just say, hey, let's move forward? What would you do in that case?
I would move forward because you had the six-month break, apparently. They haven't seen each other in 6 months. They haven't talked in 6 months. I recently had a falling out with some friends, and I just saw them, and we're good, you know? I mean, it just happens. Like, girls just go through catty stuff sometimes. For them, they've had it a lot. With me and my friends, that was, like, the first big brawl, you know? And they're not even here. They're on the other coastline. But, you know, so it was that much easier to find forgiveness and move forward, because that's what you do when you truly feel like someone is your soulmate and your best friend.
I do think, though, in terms of if you want to... not rehash the same issue over and over again, especially in the case of their relationship, because they're constantly going through this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that they need to go to a marriage counselor.
It's not a bad idea.
I mean, I think they need to get deep on some stuff, because obviously they're both treating each other like, I mean, it's a husband and wife, husband, husband situation happening here, and they need to get to the root of their shit.
Yeah, they're both still really hurt about a lot of things that have happened in the past.
And if they glaze over, it's like...
That's the thing. Do you put it under the rug and just say, look, let's go, let's move forward and be friends again, or do you get to the root of it?
I think they need to. I would be done with it entirely.
Okay. Like, it's just over it! Yeah.
Yeah, too many times, you know?
It is a cycle. And even Shannon said, here we go again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's in a cycle too. Mm-hmm.
I do think that they need to work it out with some kind of a relationship counselor. I think that could help them.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Like, wait, on Jersey, didn't they do that on one season of Jersey? They got all the family in and...
Oh, that was such a mess.
That was a mess. I don't know if it resolved anything, really, because I remember that whole episode. Yeah. But anyway.
That's family, though.
That is family.
It's different.
But she's kind of like, right, they're soul sisters. That's like kind of family.
They're not family.
No?
They're not.
It's different when
that's your blood.
That's your
blood, and you got to be there for family. With them, they could easily go find the next
friendship
blonde
counselor.
That's like...
They need a friendship counselor.
It's a good idea.
I'll mediate them.
Yeah, you would be good at it.
Why not? Straight girl.
Well, let's talk about some news and gossip that's going on.
Yeah.
I'll have to borrow those tombstones.
I'm
just kidding.
There we go.
News and gossip.
Yeah. Woo woo.
All right, Christy, what do you got?
So, Tamara and Megan and several of the other cast members are still questioning Brooke's cancer long now after the season.
Like today.
Today. Megan said today, I think he's faking it. Like, just straight up, I think he's faking it.
Don't expect Megan and Vicky's
relationship to go uphill anytime soon.
No.
And just another little tidbit, Megan actually engaged in a Twitter war, a very short-lived Twitter war, with former Real Housewife of Orange County, Gretchen Rossi.
About
Megan, a fan tweeted Megan and asked her what was her favorite moment of the series before she came on.
Right.
And she made some reference to Gretchen and the old guy.
That's awesome.
Which Gretchen, of course, took a little bit of offense to. And when she tweeted Megan, then Megan tweeted back and apologized. Well, didn't really apologize. She said she meant it as a compliment. Which was fine for Gretchen. Gretchen was cool. They're good now. I don't know that that would have been enough for me. I don't know about that. But, you know.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
But I think maybe Gretchen sees any relationship with someone who's a current housewife as something that could be valuable to her. So.
That's true. Hey, can we go shopping together on camera?
She does have a great sense of style. I'll give her that.
She does.
Yeah.
So I think that pretty much covers it. But it's so great to see these ladies back in the news.
People are still talking about Brooks after. I mean, I'm really surprised by that. And I want to make sure people know that I do not think that this is a storyline made up for the show. I believe that he really is. I mean, anyone that's going for chemo treatments really does have cancer, right?
Yeah.
I'm surprised he hasn't, like, if enough people are making these comments, why hasn't he come out with, like, here's my...
Just shut everybody up.
Yeah.
Show us some medical records, honey.
I just think that's Vicky's storyline for the season. Like, everyone has something. Like, when it was Tamara's time to have her wedding, we were going to see her try on the dress and Mark's and Nina. Like, you know, we were seeing these steps. So that's what I think they're kind of giving Vicky to do this season. Everyone kind of has a story arc, right?
Right. Definitely.
Oh, and while we're on it, we questioned last week. She made a comment about making him sign a prenup without the nup. We were wondering if Vicky really made him sign a document before she let him move into her house.
I want to know.
And she has now said it clear, and she said yes.
Hell yeah, I would.
What she called a no-nup prenup, so that if things go awry, you know, property
he doesn't take half her money.
And yeah.
Yeah, like smart. A smart woman. Yeah. Come on, she's, I mean, how many times does
she
need to learn?
Right after the last time, yeah.
Really,
after the last two times.
Well, it seems like Tamara still deep down has something, you know, against Brooks, which I think we've established. But, like, even when he opened the door, she made that comment, like, oh, look, man of the house opening the door, all settled in. You know, there's still something there.
Definitely.
And it might ride out this season.
Well,
as we look forward, let's use this as an opportunity to predict what's coming up.
Like,
and now, you're after Buzz.
What's going to happen?
Well, it looks to me like Shannon is going to show out and be quite difficult.
Classic crazy Shannon.
Yeah, and it looks like she's going to put the damper on Heather's big trip to Napa that we've had to hear about. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I hate to see Shannon get upset, but it is kind of interesting for TV.
Oh, no. She is a good upset lady on TV. She is. She knows how to do it, for sure.
And when.
She's opening up this season upset, though. Mm-hmm. She, like, doesn't seem happy. So, she's coming across to me like just an unhappy person.
I hope that we see something a little more from them. If this just continues to keep going up and down every week with the marriage stuff, I might get a little bit bored with it.
I agree.
Right? Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, we already see the next
So he better do something real bad next week and really justify the drama.
Well, I don't know what it seems like next episode. It seems like he gets frustrated with something and just doesn't want to be around everybody dealing with, like, this fake smile and, you know, so...
It does have to be
I don't know what predictions I have, really, about... next week. I just hope I see something go down kind of juicy between Megan and Shannon, I guess. But I want Megan. I don't want Megan to get attacked. I kind of like her right now. I don't know. She doesn't bother me.
Don't you want to see how she handles it when that does happen?
Yeah, but she's the youngest, so she's not going to handle it the best. And she's a noob, so she's going to be, like, all over the place, I think.
She definitely, from the preview, she's got a mouth on her. I'm excited to see whatever's going to come of next week with her character. Because I think, you know, they're building on her more and more each week. And I look forward to what conflict awaits. Mm-hmm. Because we're going to get some conflict with her. Like, it's going to happen very quickly.
Yeah.
We need
either the hubby or the teenage stepdaughter.
Yeah, because the hubby issue, too, is very interesting to me. Because they're really editing their relationship. Like,
they're setting us up for something.
You know, it's weird because when they're not together, she's saying, he's the great husband and blah, 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 and oh, he's so fantastic. And then together, it's like they're not talking. They don't look at each other.
They're in a resale shop.
They're in a resale shop. I don't know,
I think she's cute.
I'm awful. I'm terrible. I know. I'm awful. And there's nothing wrong with shopping at those places, but I'm just shocked that we're hearing about this. Is like, we moved from the desert mansion to the Orange County mansion, and then we moved back to this mansion. And
now you're right.
All this furniture, and I don't like it, so I'm gonna get my own. It's like, oh god,
but she's not paying for it.
Yeah,
what bothers me. It's like,
that reminds me of the housewife. Who's the housewife that was on a few seasons ago?
Alexis.
Yes,
Lydia.
Wasn't she doing that? Alexis was doing that with, like, I got this car and I got that car and I got this car. And
meanwhile, she was being foreclosed on.
There you go.
Well, allegedly. That's kind of a housewife theme amongst a lot of the franchises.
She was, like, very trying to justify her relationship with him when she was telling us about it. I'm talking about Megan. Like, he has three exes, and I have one, and we had this.
Yeah, we didn't know that about her.
We didn't know,
she'd been married before.
Yeah, it was almost
and she's young, so 30. She's young.
Wow, well, there's a lot to come up. We hope
it's gonna be juicy.
There's more to discuss, so you'll have to come back and hear our full panel and full discussion next week. That's just what you're going to have to do. In the meantime, keep the conversation going with us online. Ladies, where can we find you in the world of social media?
You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, the whole nine yards, at Nicole Brazier, and you can watch me do Suits USA, which is coming up soon on AfterBuzz, and I'm doing Secrets and Wives. It's kind of like the Long Island Housewives, new show on Bravo.
Cool. And I'm Allison Dean. I'm like, who am I? And you can find me at The Allison Dean everywhere, pretty much everywhere. And please do. And you could also find me on my YouTube show, Winos and Onesies. Yay.
I like it. Well, I like to hear your opinion too. Chat with me. I'm on all over the web at Christy Reports. And please check out ChristyReports.com. I have some great interviews with some of the housewives, and I just got Lisa Vanderpump giving a lot of scoop about Vanderpump Rules. I just posted that one, so please check it out.
Awesome. Yeah.
And you can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. You can also keep an eye open for my new podcast coming out, Grants Rants. You might hear a familiar voice. That's on its way. So that'll do it for us here for the Real Housewives of Orange County.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.